This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Welcome to Frequent Milers Coffee Break, where we focus on a single topic related to miles and points.
And each coffee break is limited to 20 minutes or less, or your money back.
Today's coffee break, Award Tool Spotlight, Points Path. There are a lot of tools out there that can help you find good award prices for flights. And today we wanted to take a deep look at one specific tool called Points Path. The reason I want to focus on Points Path is it is probably, not probably, is definitely the award tool I use most often, more than any other tool. That's because it's integrated with Google Flights, which I use all the time to search for paid prices. And Points Path just comes along for the ride and automatically shows me award prices right next to it. So there are two types of award search tools. There are search tools where you're looking to go from a particular starting point to a particular destination on this particular day. And there are discovery tools, which are broader. They let you do things like find any good awards that are available to Europe or to Asia, or maybe find awards that are available anytime all year long. This is not that. This is PointsPath is not a discovery tool. It's a search tool. And as I said, it integrates with Google Flights.
Yeah. And so let's talk about some of the basics. Like Greg just said, it integrates with Google Flights, which is super convenient because once you install the extension, it shows point prices right next to paid flight prices. So if you're used to using Google Flights to search, you won't have to change anything about your behavior once you install the extension. It'll just show the point prices next to the cash prices. And it can advise you whether to use points or cash. It shows whether a particular flight is a good deal or great deal using points or not necessarily a very good deal with points. So it can do some of the heavy lifting for you in terms of figuring out what kind of point value you're getting there. And you can click the little icon next to the particular result, and it'll show you point prices from other programs as well. So for instance, if you're looking at a Delta flight, it can show you pricing from when you're booking through Virgin Atlantic Flying Club, or if you're booking through Air France KLM Flying Blue. And I really like that because there are times, particularly with that example, where you might find a much better price with one of the other partner programs. But on the flip side, maybe there's a great transfer bonus going on, or you already have a stash with one of those programs. And so it can be helpful to see the price through multiple different programs. On desktop, you could be using one of a few key browsers, Apple Safari, Google Chrome, or Microsoft Edge. It'll integrate with any of those. On mobile, it integrates with iPhone's Safari browser. There is not yet support for an Android search, but if you're an iPhone user, then you could use it on your phone. Personally, I use it on a desktop all the time. That's usually where I'm looking at flight prices, so that's my use case. Now, I mentioned using it to search for a Delta flight and seeing pricing via Virgin Atlantic and Air France KLM Flying Blue, but we should mention that there's both a free version of Points Path and a paid version. The free version includes only the U.S. programs, so you only see results when booking through Alaska Atmos Rewards, American Airlines Advantage, Delta, JetBlue, Spirit, United, the major U.S. programs will show their point pricing with the Points Path tool if you're on the free version. But yeah, there's also a pro version.
There is. And that costs about $80 per year at the time of this recording, which is less than $7 a month. And that adds a bunch of foreign programs. You have Air Canada, Air France, Virgin Atlantic, and several others. So it's pretty well fleshed out in terms of support for a lot of different programs. It also adds a points calendar. So even when you're in Google Flights, even though you're usually going to just be searching for flights on a particular day, you can a button will show up to click on points calendar, and it'll show you a week at a time. And you can even scroll left or right to see more weeks pretty quickly. And that calendar will highlight, like, here's the best points price each day, and it'll also highlight the best for the week in a different color. So that's pretty cool. One of my favorite features, though, is alerts. So you can set up price tracking. And so when you've clicked into a flight that you're interested in, maybe the price is higher than you want to pay in points. With just a single click of a button, PointsPath will let you track that award price. So it's very similar. Google also lets you do that with cash prices. And I've done it where I've actually often do this, where if there's a particular flight I'm interested in, I'll click both buttons. I'll click the Google one and the PointsPath one, and then they'll both be tracking. They'll both send me alerts when the price goes down. Ironically, one time recently, PointsPath alerted me sooner than Google did when a price went down, and it was a Delta flight, if I remember right, where the points price closely matches the cash price. So they both had gone down. And so I was able to discover that the cash price was less because PointsPath told me that the points price was less. So that was kind of fun. The Google alert did come in eventually, but it was after I'd already booked that cheaper flight.
That's
Okay.
awesome.
You could also use it for flights you've already booked. So, and I do this a lot too, because sometimes the price will go down and then you can rebook it at the cheaper price. Okay, so that's the pro tier. Let me mention about alerts. If you're interested in alerts, but you're not interested in the other paid pro tier features, you can get an alert add-on to the free tool for $35 a year, at least again at the time of this recording. And that'll get you a limited number of alerts that you can set up with otherwise the free tier features.
So that the alerts there then would be most useful if you're essentially only or primarily using one of the US-based programs. If you're, American Airlines Advantage or Delta or
Right.
United, if one of those is your primary program and you just care about, the point prices through that airline or those airlines where you have miles, then that could work out well.
Okay, let's talk pros and cons. So I'll handle the pros, and Nick will cover some of the cons of this tool. Pros: integrate seamlessly into Google Flights. If you're like us and use Google Flights a lot, I can't even imagine giving up this tool now. I've become so used to it because I use Google Flights so much, and there have been so many times where I wasn't even planning to do an award search at all. Maybe cash prices are pretty low. I'm looking for a domestic flight. It didn't really occur to me, but then I see, oh, I could book that, $150 flight for only 4,500 points. And that's because PointsPath is there showing me next to the cash prices what I can do. I love that you can track flights, the point prices with a single click. I do that again all the time. The 7-day points calendar is pretty cool. And this is a weird pro because it's not obvious how great it is, but PointsPath will proactively show a warning flag when coverage of one of their loyalty programs is down. This happens all the time with all the search tools where, they may have advertised that they have support for a whole bunch of different programs, but the ability to support those programs comes and goes over time. It's not an easy thing for these it's not an easy thing for these tools to do programmatically. Often the loyalty programs don't want them doing it. And so it's a game of, cat and mouse trying to, the loyalty program's trying to shut it down and the tools are trying to fix it. So anyway, most tools do not do a good job of warning you when some of that support is down. PointsPath does a very good job. It shows that little warning flag. You click it, it shows you exactly which programs are not currently covered. And I love that. At the time of this recording, Singapore Airlines is the one and only one that is down, according to that alert.
Yeah, that's great. That's a terrific feature. And I mean, like Greg, I use this all the time because It just so seamlessly integrates. I'm already using Google Flights, and it's awesome to have the points prices. And like Greg said, sometimes I'm just looking for a cash price. I'm not even expecting to book an award, or I want to be able to compare the two and see both. And in years past, I would have to search multiple times through different sites. And I love that I can just do one search through PointsPath and at least get like sort of a landscape, do a search rather through Google Flights and get, you know, sort of the lay of the land to see where everything is falling. And I should mention too that Greg talked about the pro of all the different programs and the pro features. And I think that one of the advantages of PointsPath for me is also recognizing sometimes when I see, oh, there's an award that's available to Air France, maybe I could also use my SAS miles because it's they're both SkyTeam airlines. And so even though PointsPath doesn't directly support SAS, it is a really useful tool for me sometimes just recognizing flights to say, oh, I have other existing miles that might fit with this too, yeah, without having to go and search. So that's really helpful. But let's talk about some of the cons. So first of all, big con for me is that they have no Southwest Airlines and there's no support for Southwest. And so you won't see Southwest award pricing in there. And so that's kind of a bummer. I really wish I could compare Southwest Airlines prices too. Instead, I got to go to southwest.com to see award pricing there. There's no support for any of the Avios programs. So if you're big into British Airways or Qatar, Finnair, one of the Avios programs, you won't see that. And similarly, you just won't see when those awards are available with PointsPath. You'll need to use something else for those. There's no way to track prices across multiple airlines that we know of. At least I don't think there is. Greg doesn't think there is. So if you wanted to be alerted when there's award available on a specific day for less than a certain number of points across multiple different flights, then I don't believe there's a way to do that. There aren't any discovery features, so it won't work with the Google Flights Explorer. That's a tool that I frequently use where I'll search for flights, for instance, from New York to Europe, and then I can look at all the prices to various European airports. Unfortunately, PointsPath doesn't integrate with that, so there's no sort of discovery option. You'll need to specifically look at a specific route in order to see the pricing. Though what I do find useful is that when I'm using the Explorer tool, once I click through on a route to search on that particular route, then I can, of course, see what's available with PointsPath. And sometimes it seems to slow down interactions with Google Flights. Sometimes I'll run a search for a particular flight, and I don't know all the technical behind-the-scenes stuff, but it seems occasionally like the search gets bogged down, like particularly when you go to change dates. If you already search in a particular pair of cities, and then you want to change and look at a different date, sometimes Google Flights seems to get bogged down by the extension. It's not something I run into all the time, but it's worth a mention because it does happen from time to time, it seems. And finally, it will when there is an airline like Southwest that's not supported, it will sometimes say no awards found, like as is the case with Southwest. It'll say no awards found, which can be a little misleading because, of course, Southwest, every seat on the plane in Southwest is available as an award. The award price is loosely tied to the cash price. So it says no awards found, which might make you think that there aren't any awards available, but that's not the case. It's just that PointsPath is not searching Southwest and they're not offering Southwest integration. So you need to at least know that so that when you see no awards found, it doesn't necessarily mean that there are no awards, though I think it's kind of a relatively limited number of situations where that is a problem for me, but it certainly is with Southwest.
All right. So overall, I'd say, if you're a Google Flights user, I don't see any reason why you wouldn't at least get the free version of PointsPath. And then, of course, if you're interested in the extra features we mentioned, then you'd probably be interested in signing up for the paid version as well. As I said, I love it, but I agree with all those cons that there is room for improvement, as with any tool. Still, as it is now, it's a big, big help.
Don't forget, if you've enjoyed this and you'd like to get on our email list, you want to go to frequentmiler.com/subscribe to join our email list, follow us on all the various social media, and check out our Frequent Miler on the Air episodes dropping every Friday.
If you love travel but don't always have time to plan, we've got a podcast for you.
It's called Travel in 10, and in every episode, in about 10 minutes, we give you a smart, practical overview of destinations all around the world.
We cover what to see, where to stay, where to eat, and what actually matters when you're planning out a trip.
It's designed for real life. Listen on the way to the airport, in the car, or while you're thinking about your next getaway.
So if you want expert advice, zero fluff, and travel inspiration that you can actually use, search for Travel in 10 wherever you listen to podcasts, or you can also find us at voyescape.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Siegel, and man, oh man, do I love talking about travel. You think I'd get enough of it, touring the world as a stand-up comedian, or just going off on my own personal adventures around the world? No, when I get home, I still have to talk about it. That's how much I love travel. So every week I sit down with a friend, a travel expert, influencer, expat, or anyone from any walk of life who shares my passion for travel. So if you want to hear a fun, casual, off-the-cuff chat about travel from people who love it, listen to the Travel Tales podcast with me, Mike Siegel, wherever you get your podcasts.